Zechariah chapter 8 and the verse 5, I want to draw your attention to this morning. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. The streets fill with boys and girls is our subject this morning. Now here the Lord is speaking himself. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord is speaking this himself about boys and girls. He's speaking it about Mount Zion and Jerusalem. And he's giving wonderful promises concerning the city of Jerusalem. He promises to dwell in it. I am returned unto Zion, verse 3, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And so whenever God comes to a city, you know what happens when God comes to a city? He transforms that city. And things are changed in that city. And people are changed. And their hearts are changed. And God really blesses in a city when he comes to it. Well, this is a promise of Jerusalem being transformed. And it's going to become a city of truth. That's what it says in chapter 8. A city of truth and the very mountain of the Lord himself. So there are these wonderful fruits and promises that come whenever God comes to a city. So there's a picture of safety and prosperity. The old men and old women will dwell in the streets, every man with his staff in his hand for age, and the picture of all these children just playing in all the streets of Jerusalem. Now, whenever this prophecy was written, the Jews hadn't long returned from Babylon. Jerusalem's walls were still lying down. They were still destroyed. And Jerusalem was still largely in ruins, and it was looking discouraging. Yes, the temple had been built again, but there still was the uncertainty. There still was the lack of assurance of safety. And there just was the concern in the city. But God comes to the people here and he promises them these wonderful promises that the Lord will come to Jerusalem and there'll be great changes. And it was fulfilled. Because you see, when the Lord Jesus came to Jerusalem, it was built up. It had its walls again. It was safe and secure, and it was prospering. And the Lord Jesus Christ's New Testament church was established in that city of Jerusalem. And the Lord did indeed dwell in Jerusalem. And today, Jerusalem is a beautiful city. And whenever I was there a number of years ago, I was in the Jewish quarter of the city, not far from the Western Wall. It's a beautiful, modern area. And I was coming up to the Sabbath, and the children were getting out of school, and they were running to the Western Wall, the different groups of the youngsters, and it was a whole hive of activity. And literally the streets were filled with boys and girls. And I remember that we read this portion of Scripture at that time. So it has had even a partial fulfillment, literally. But it will have an even greater fulfillment. Because, you know, God isn't finished with Jerusalem. And there's still great things to come in days that are ahead. But this promise goes way beyond anything on earth. There's a heavenly Jerusalem. There's a Mount Zion that's above us and in glory, the highest place of all, where Jesus sits and reigns. The Bible calls Jerusalem the heavenly Jerusalem, the mother of us all, where the saints are glorified are dwelling today, and where Christ sits at the throne of God. And these promises go way beyond the temporal Jerusalem, because God says, they'll be my people, I'll be their God in truth and in righteousness. This goes into eternity. And so this picture here is a picture of children in heaven. Do you know that there are children in heaven? The streets are filled with boys and girls playing in the streets of the city. So God's dwelling place, a place where streets are filled. If God promises this on earth, how much more does it have a fulfillment in heaven? If he thinks this is wonderful for the earthly Jerusalem, what must it be like up there in the heavenly Jerusalem? And so the streets of heaven are filled. They're filled with boys and girls, and they're in happiness and gladness. You remember the Lord Jesus said he had the children, the parents brought the children to the Lord Jesus, and the disciples actually chased the parents away. But Jesus rebuked the disciples, and he said, "Suffer the little children to come to me. Don't forbid them." And then he said these very interesting words, "For such is the kingdom of heaven." It's as if heaven is filled with children. It's as if they make up the most part of it. Such is the kingdom of heaven. Little children, little boys and girls. It's as if it's populated by the children. And so this image is appropriate for that. And perhaps even the Lord had this in mind whenever he said that to his disciples. Many children go to heaven. And heaven must have children in its golden streets. Now, what does such a thought tell us then? If we take this image and we're thinking about children in heaven, what does this tell us? Well, I want to show you some things that it tells us. First of all, it tells us that the Lord loves boys and girls. The Lord Jesus loves boys and girls. There are some places that don't want children. There are some places and boys and girls aren't allowed to go into them. And they have to be kept outside. And there are other places and they maybe only want a few children. They don't want many children. But you see, the Lord, he wants many children in heaven. Because he loves children. He loves boys and girls. He wants the streets to be full of children, because he loves children. He just loves the boys and girls. The Lord Jesus loves children. And if you're here this morning as a boy, a young boy or a young girl, this is true. You remember one time it says in the Bible, he took a child, he lifted him up, and he carried him. He took a wee child and he lifted him up and he set him in the midst of all the big men, all his disciples. He set him in the midst. He handled him gently and he used that little child to teach the adults. When he'd taken him in his arms, he said unto them, "Whosoever shall receive such children in my name receiveth me. And whosoever receives me receives not me, but my Father who sent me." So whoever receives the little children receives me. The Lord Jesus loved children. And the streets are full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. So that tells me the Lord loves children. And suffer the little children, he said, to come to me. Don't forbid them. Don't you dare forbid them. You growing up ones, if the children want to come to me, you let them come. You let them come. So the Lord Jesus loves children, and he died for children, and he receives children, and he brings children to heaven. And he brings so many children to heaven that the streets are full of boys and girls. That's what the Bible says. But then secondly, it tells us too that children can die and do die. Boys and girls die, you know. Many children die. And if the streets of heaven are filled with boys and girls, they must have died when they were boys and girls. They must have died young. Yes, the old die. We know that. And your mommy and daddy are getting older and they're going to die. We're all going to die. But you know, children die too. They do. Some children die before they see their teenage years. And many die in their first year, or maybe a wee bit older. And there's some children that die as little babies, just a few days old. And you know, boys and girls, there are many, many, many children that don't even see the light of day. They don't even be born. They die before they're born. And there's so many of them like that. And some of them are sad cases. And there's many tragedies and terrible things whereby many boys and girls don't even see the light of day. So boys and girls here, you thank God that you've been born. And you thank the Lord that you've seen the dawn of day and you have life and you have your mommy and your daddy. But I have to tell you this, you could still die as a child. It can happen. You could have an accident. You could get sick. You could get knocked down by a car. That's happened. So you have to be so careful. But even if we are so careful and Dad and Mom are so caring of us, it still is true that children die. And boys and girls, I have to say to you this morning, you have to be ready to die. Don't think you'll get old necessarily. Don't even think you'll see your teenage years. You can die when you're wee. The heaven's filled with boys and girls and have died young. So you must be prepared for this. You must be ready for heaven. You see, these children were ready. They went there when they were young. They were brought there. So they must have been prepared. They weren't unbelieving children. They weren't rejectors of the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't have unbelief. And they were ready. Or they wouldn't be in the city. And that's another thing that we need to know. That children can die when they're wee. But there's something else that we have to think about these children. How did they get to this city? How did they get to the city of Jerusalem, the heavenly city? They had to come through the gate. That's how you get into any city, isn't it? Most cities have a whole lot of gates. And you can go in any number of gates. Jerusalem has many gates, even today, around its walls. And children have to come in through the gate of any city. Or maybe their mom and dad bring them in through the gates of the city. But it's always through a gate. You can't get into the streets of the city unless you come through the gates. But you know, heaven is an unusual city. Because you see, it's only one gate. Heaven is only one gate. And that's the only way into heaven. The only way into heaven is through this one gate. Just the one gate. And it's called the King's Gate. The King's Gate. Because there's a King of glory in heaven. He's called the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our King of glory. And he has a very special gate. It's his gate. And that's the way that we come through into heaven. Remember, one of the Psalms puts it this way. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. And so he's opened these gates. The King of glory has made a way so that heaven is opened. He's made a way. He's ascended up on high through those gates. He's ascended up on high and he leads a whole captivity captive. He brings a whole lot of people in with him. He's the only one who does it. He brings all the sinners who are saved by his grace into the city. Any boys and girls in the city, he's the King of glory who has brought them in himself through the everlasting gates of his grace. So it's the King's gates. And he opened those gates and he made a way. Whenever he came into this world and he died, he became a man and he died on the cross and he died for our sins and he rose again and he went up into heaven and he opened the gates. He alone did it. There's no one else. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I am the way. No man comes unto the Father but by me. In fact, he said, I am the door. I'm the gate. I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find. The Lord Jesus is the only gate, the only door. The Bible says, by whom we have access. There's no one else. You'll never get to heaven without Jesus Christ. By whom we have access. And so if you're trying to get in through another gate, there are no other gates into heaven. If you're trying to get in through your prayers or your church attendance, if you're trying to climb over the wall and avoid your Savior Jesus Christ and your reception of him as Lord and Savior, you're not going to get into heaven. There's only Christ by whom we have access. Through him, the Bible says, we have access to the Father. He's the way. And so you have to enter in, and you have to come by Christ. Boys and girls, you have to come to Christ. And you'll not get to heaven without Christ. But you will notice that this verse fourthly tells us that what boys and girls are doing in the streets. Because it says the streets of this city shall be full of boys and girls, playing in the streets thereof. You know, the Lord Jesus loved to see the children playing. Do you know that? He noticed that. He noticed it in the marketplace. He even brought it into his teaching and into his lessons about the games that the boys and girls played, because he noted it and he delighted in it. That's what children do, you see. They play. Now, I know that naughty children might play bad games, but not in heaven. There are no naughty children in heaven. And there are no bad things and no bad games in heaven. It's not like that. You know, I can't imagine really what boys and girls do in heaven. The Bible doesn't really say. But this picture is telling us something. It's telling us something. And we have to think about it. And what does it tell us? It tells us that children are happy in heaven. They're happy in heaven. Children who play are happy. In fact, they're most happy when they play. Don't you see it? Oh, boys, they're smiling and they've rosy cheeks and they're just bubbling over whenever they get together and play. The most happiest of all when they're playing. And that's what this picture is. They're so happy. You know, you play hide and seek and tag and racing, whatever, and the children are most happy. And in heaven, this is what this is telling us. They're happy. They may have died young, but they're happy. They're happy. They're joyful. If you go to heaven, if you go to heaven, you'll find that heaven is a happy place for boys and girls. Happy. And why are they so happy? Why do they have fullness of joy? That's another expression that describes the feeling in heaven. Fullness of joy. And these boys and girls are happy now. Why are they happy? Well, they're happy because the naughty sins that they had done on earth are forgiven. Oh, you're happy when your sins are forgiven. And you're happy when you don't have any naughtiness in your heart and there's no sin in your heart. They're happy because all the naughtiness is gone and all the sin is gone and they're like the Lord Jesus and they're so happy. Happy to be like Christ. Happy to be like the Savior. They're like the King, you see. And they're just so happy. They're happy to be with the King too. Oh, they're with Jesus. He's put them down in the midst. He comes amongst them. He walks amongst them. He visits them. And all the children are just so happy because they're with their Lord Jesus, who bought them with his blood and died for them. And they just love him. And he loves them. And they're so happy. They're so happy. And they're with their moms and dads. and they're happy. Their mums and dads who brought them to church, their mums and dads who prayed for them and said, Lord, save my children and let my children know you. And they're so happy. They maybe died young, but they're so happy. And their mums and dads eventually join them. Or they join their mums and dads who love the Lord Jesus, and they're happy. They're happy. The circle hasn't been broken in heaven, and they're happy. They're happy. This picture also tells us that they're safe. You know, the streets of earth aren't safe. There's bad people, you see, isn't there? Even in Guildford, there could be bad people. And there's bad things. And your parents don't let you out in the streets, especially at night time. Oh, they couldn't let you out in the streets at night. And during the day, even, if they do let you out the streets, they're always looking out the window. They're always checking. Or they're maybe saying to you, where's your brother? Is he out there? Is he safe? Is he all right? So they're always checking because they know it's not safe on the streets, even of Guildford. But you see, in heaven, the streets are full of them, and they're safe. And there's no night there. And they can be out there all eternity. All eternity. And you don't have to watch them. You don't have to check them. Or to check for them. Because there's perfect safety. The streets are full. And they're plain. Perfect safety. Heaven's a place of perfect safety. You know why? Because they're safe and secure in the King. In their King Jesus. And there's nobody bad in the city. All the bad ones have been put away in hell. All the bad ones. There's nothing that defiles ever enters in. They're safe. Safe forever. Happy and safe. There's no disease there. And there's no death there that will take them away. There's no lion. Oh, there's a lion now, isn't there? The devil. Going about like a roaring lion. And he moves in bad men and bad women. And he gets them to do bad things because he's a roaring lion. And they're wolves. There are wolves. The Bible talks about in sheep's clothing. But there are no wolves in heaven. And there's no lion lurking these streets. The lion's without, and dogs are without as well. And they're just perfectly safe. They're happy and they're safe. And you know what else? They're loved. God the Father loves the boys and girls. And the King Jesus loves the boys and girls. And the Holy Spirit, who worked in their hearts, loves the boys and girls. And the holy angels love them. And even whenever they're on earth, the holy angels sometimes come and protect them. That's happened many a time. Boys and girls who weren't safe, and the Lord sent his angels to protect them. And now those children are up in heaven with the angels, and the angels love them. The angels love boys and girls. And the saints in glory, maybe they're adults, but the saints in glory, they love the children too. So they died young. But you know, they're the dearest and they're the happiest in heaven. Whenever the Lord takes boys and girls to heaven young, they're not going to be disappointed. I think they're the dearest and the most adored and the most loved in the streets of heaven. So heaven's a wonderful place. But boys and girls, and also adults as well, you have to be ready. You have to be prepared. You see, there are boys and girls who put off coming to Christ. And they want to leave it till they are old. And that's dangerous. They don't want to go in by Christ. They don't want to go in by the gate. They don't want to know the Lord Jesus as little children. And they just want to go old and they want to be naughty and they want to just enjoy life and the pleasures of sin and they just want to get old to do that. That's dangerous, boys and girls. No. The Bible talks about receiving the kingdom of heaven as a little child. In fact, even the big ones, except they become as little children, they'll never be converted. Even the big ones have to become like little children in faith and simplicity, come to Jesus Christ, just like little children. But you know, when you're bigger, it's harder. Most people become Christians when they're children, when they're wee, when they're boys and girls and young, because as you get bigger and older, you know what happens? Your conscience gets hard. And you do worse and badder things, and you just get harder. And you're filled with more enmity against God, and you just get careless, more careless, and a harder heart. As you get harder in the world and in sin, the best time to get saved is when you're a wee boy or a wee girl. That's the best time. So you children, be ready. So that if you die tonight, you'd go to heaven. But you need to know Jesus Christ. You need to come to him. You need to believe and trust in him and take him as your Savior and your Lord. Let us pray then. Lord, bless the word, especially to the children. Give them understanding. We thank thee for their attentiveness. But may the word just sink in, and may thy Holy Spirit draw them to thy Son, Jesus Christ, for his glory, and in whose name we pray. Amen.